Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom after a pair of big games from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your guys' 54-50 defeat at home against Centralia. And this was a fun one. You guys got off to, both teams got off to a hot start. 11 points in the first quarter for Ava. She finished with 20, but some turnovers at the very end kind of cost you guys that one.
Yeah, I think it was a really good game, and both teams fought really hard. I don't think in that game, I don't think either team was going to get much of a leg up on the other. I think it was going to be close from start to finish, and that's the way it was. I had a few turnovers down the stretch, and really, I think we kind of just went cold shooting. We, about last 4 minutes of the game, seemed like we didn't hit a jump shot. And on the other side of that, Centralia took advantage of their opportunities, so that seemed to be the difference.
It was a 14-2 run towards the end of that ball game that ended up being the factor for the Panthers. And then you guys followed that up, though, with a big win at home last night, or actually, excuse me, on Tuesday night, beg your pardon. 49-41 was the final in that one, a huge bounce-back game. How were you guys able to bounce back from such a tough loss on this past Friday?
I think that the girls knew they had to. Again, our league is tough, and you've got to bring it each night. Clifton Clyde's a very good team, and it was one of those that we knew it was going to be tough from the start to finish, and it was. But I was really proud of our defensive effort. I thought we were really locked in defensively. Early in the game, we missed a lot of shots that we probably normally make. But defensively, we were able to keep them to a low scoring total early, and kind of gave us a little bit of an advantage and gave us some momentum going into halftime, and came out in the third quarter and played well with the same intensity, and that was what was important to us. But Clifton Clyde's a really good team, and I was proud of our effort.
So three games left in the regular season this upcoming week. You'll play Onega on Friday, follow that up with a game against Rock Creek on Monday, a non-league game, and then a finishing game on Tuesday against Blue Valley Randolph. So not an easy finish for you guys, but you guys still have a chance to possibly win the league. You'll have to get some help with Centralia having to lose a couple of games, but there still is a chance that you guys end up first in the league. But also in sub-state, you guys are in first place at the moment, a half game up on Bennington, who is 11-6. Sacred Heart is 11-7. Wabunsee right there as well at 10-7. What's more important to you guys, a strong finish in league play or in terms of sub-state standings? What matters more to you guys?
Well, I think at this point of the year, we want to win out, but at this point of the year, our sub-state standings are what we're looking at. So it's kind of, we're starting to get in the postseason mindset, and it'll be a tough one. There's some good teams in our sub-state, and there's still a nice little running for that 1, 2, 3 seed to see how it stacks up, and we'd like to be at the top of that.
Absolutely, and our last week to be able to kind of speculate how things are going to play out before we reconvene next week. And what are some of those matchups that you're possibly looking forward to in that sub-state?
Well, I don't know much about the teams that are in there, but we're starting to kind of acquire some film on them. There's Wabunsee's a good team, and I just know Wabunsee's solid every year. And despite how many losses they may have, they play in such an elite league that they might have, and they play each team twice in their league, so they might accumulate some losses, but still be a very, very, very tough team. And then Salina Sacred Heart, I don't know much about them. They play some teams out west that I'm not as familiar with. Bennington, kind of the same. So there's a little bit of the unknown going into it, but we're just going to kind of focus on us and what we need to do and try to be ourselves and not overthink it.
Do you consider it an advantage or a disadvantage being the only team in the Twin Valley League that is in the 2A classification? Because in a lot of these 1A sub-states, teams are kind of facing teams within the league. But at the same time, the TVL is so tough. So would you consider that an advantage or a disadvantage?
I think we consider it an advantage, first off. You hate to see teams in, like, if we're in a 1A sub-state and seeing our league rivals and stuff, you'd hate to see them for a sub-state championship, maybe being the third or fourth time you played them. So we can kind of get away from that a little bit, being 2A. And despite it being a predominantly 1A league, it's so strong that it prepares you for, you know, 2A, 3A schools. So we benefit from that as well. So ultimately, we kind of see it as a benefit, and we like where we're at, and we'd like to continue to be 2A.
So just a few more games left until we get that sub-state tournament going, and looking forward to talking to you next week when we have the full bracket in our hands. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies.